egocentrism, which is here. Yes?
In seeking relief, it is better that one's wits should be sharp. It is better to abstain from the ambuscade of tribulation. If their father had not spoken these words and had not warned them against that fortress, their party would never have approached the fortress. Their desire would never have inclined towards it.
We Germans, we are the tall people with the blue eye and the white skin. Who is saying this? A short, black, stupid Adolf Hitler. And he talks about that, which doesn't exist, but in his imagination, because he's not talking about we, he's talking about me, us. What is that us? This is the trick here. He said, listen, the subject I'm talking about is endless. And we talk about the different part of it. Now let me go back to one point. If their father hasn't told them don't go there, they wouldn't go there. Because there was not very famous and close by and blah, 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 blah. Temptation starts in you when you're told not to do something. So, is this the fault of the father? Even there you cannot say no. The father, if he was clever, he wouldn't say this to his children. But he has to, because that's the meaning of the father, to give information to your children. Just because they are silly, I play silly with them and blah, 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 all of that. Listen, I'm talking about a critical tendency in you. You are one of these three. Yes?
For it was not well known, it was exceedingly remote and aloof from the fortresses and the highways. When he uttered that prohibition, their hearts were thrown by his speech into vain desire and into the quarter of fantasy.
Of the fantasy. That's it. Something could provoke you with the fantasies. Yes.
And because of this prohibition, a craving arose in their hearts to investigate the secret of that.
That's it. Deep down in each one of you, there is something we call it curiosity. And when they say, there is something behind that curtain, suddenly that curtain should go back. I want to see what's there. Because of curiosity. Yes?
Who is that will refrain from the forbidden thing, since man longs eagerly for what is forbidden?
Yeah. Al-insanu haisun ala ma muni'. The full sentence in Arabic, Iranians, they know it. Because it is repeated always. This is it. You could be provoked. So you should understand this, right? Yeah.
The veto causes the devout to hate. The veto incites the sensual to covet it. Therefore, he leads many folk astray by this means, and by the same means, he guides a right, a knowing heart. How should the friendly dove be scared by the pipe? Nay, the dove in the air... The doves in the air are scared by that pipe. Then they said to him, we will perform the services. We will be intent on hearing and obeying. We will not turn aside from your commands. it would be ingratitude to forget your kindness. But because of their reliance upon themselves, it was far from them to pronounce the saving clause and glorify God.
Ah, so three of them will answer to the Father, yes, of course we do the way you're talking to us. We are not going to do the opposite. But deep down there, that opposite part is working. What do you call it? Subconscious. There is something in you that you don't know. You go to a specialist, will analyze you, and will bring out a lot of stuff in you that you could never imagine even. Because you don't know what you are, do you? Do you? Remember that now, today, for the first time, after centuries of studying, we have just found the handbook of this machine. We cannot read it yet. That's the reality. I'm not talking about the imagination and blah blah. DNA. We didn't know about it. So, when you didn't know even about this, and you didn't know nothing about billions of living creatures which are in you, do you remember that time? Huh? You thought that you know everything. When they talk about Avicenna, we say there was no science that he didn't know. We know how stupid they were, all of them. They didn't wash their hand, and they will die. One third of European people died from disease because they didn't know about washing your hand either. But they thought that they know it and they are a copy of God himself. God wanted to come here, he couldn't, so he made us. What a silly imagination. But it's true, and it's right away here. But does it make any difference? From that time to now that we know about all this stuff, what is the difference? I'm looking at you and I see the same people with the same tendencies and same weaknesses. Why? This is the question. Where like this? Here you say, okay, they promise to be a good guy, but deep down, cheating is good or bad? When you cheat, you are clever. You see how it goes towards positive. Cheating, lying. Yes, because this is the army of the animals. They need it, they use it. Not we. We are different. Yes.
Mention of the saving clause and manifold precaution was made at the beginning of the Masnavi.
Yeah. Right from the beginning, we started with this. Do you remember? We said that you have a pot of water and you think this is it. You have to bring it out, take it to the king, then they will send you to see the river. Do you remember all of that? Yes.
If there are 100 books, there are but one chapter. 100 regions seek but one place of worship. These roads end in one house. These 1,000 ears of corn are from one seed. All the 100,000 sorts of food and drink are one thing in respect. When you are entirely satiated with one, 50 foods become cold to your heart. In hunger, then, you are seeing double, for you have regarded a single one as 100,000. We had told of that sickness of the handmaiden, and of the physicians, and also their lack of understanding. How those physicians were like an unbridled horse, heedless of the rider and having no profit. Their palates were covered with sores made by the impact of the bit, and their hooves wounded by changing step.
He remembers, and he says, go back. We talked about it. We talked about the stupid people, and there's a lot of them. Why? We talked about, do you remember we talked about that canis, which was a whore, which was nonsense. We talked about the people who are just an animal. They haven't grown up. But what's the use of talking about it, all of that? Yes?
They had not become aware. Lo, on our back is a nimble trainer who displays masterly skill. Our turning the head to and fro is not caused by this bit, but only by the control of a successful rider.
Yet, they didn't understand what the problem is. They always talked about the other stuff. Look at you. When there is a problem, what do? You blame everything, except me. You don't blame yourself. Whatever happens to you is because of you or you. That's what it is. All the stuff that you do, you're acting, okay? When there is an action, there is reaction. And this universe will react to your actions. You are responsible for what you do. But no, whatever you do, if suddenly something good happens somewhere else, then pride. If the problem comes out, you blame everything, everyone. And at the end of it, you say, oh, that was a bad luck. No, you did the bad stuff. See yourself. Yes.
We went into the gardens to gather roses. They seemed to be roses, but they were thorns. It never occurred to them to ask, by reason, who is kicking our throats? Those physicians, so enthralled by the secondary cause, they have become blind to God's contrivance.
This is where we think that these are stupid people who are blaming everything, bringing the excuse. They are silly. Why? Their eyes is covered. Because at the end of the day, we understand that it's not only me. Everything is working. Especially the invisible part of this existence, the stuff that I don't know. I don't think about it. Is it important? One stuff that I'm not thinking about it. Honestly, I was not thinking about Saddam Hussein. I was living my life. For some reasons, complicated, I went to a trip for 2 weeks.